met up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Casey, she joins me now. Morning, Casey.
Good morning.
How did it feel, my friend? You were kind of riding both the sides of the tribe to try and kind of keep everyone happy, but it didn't work out for you?
Well, actually, no. It looked that way, but there was actually so much going on kind of behind the scenes. But I really genuinely wanted to play with Janine, Abby and Pia.
Mm.
But when it kind of looked last night, like I told Matt and Harry about them throwing the challenge, the reason for that was because Harry had said to me, oh, look, they're gunning for me. I might actually give you my idol as tribute because I'm not going to see out, you know, another day. So I was saying, oh, well, look, they're going to throw the challenge, not really knowing whether they were or not, but just as a strategy to try and get the idol off him. And then that completely backfired in the tribal council.
Yeah, because there was all these allegations that, you know, you were lying and then someone else was lying and it was kind of who said what. How, like, it looked really tense in that tribal.
Yeah, there was so much going on in that tribal. So even leading up to that, off camera, Abby had told me that Janine had an idol and that they were willing to play the idol for me if Harry played his idol. So I kind of walked into there thinking, oh, is that actually a strategy of hers to try and get me to vote a particular way, or is that actually what's going to happen? But even when they show me kind of going, Abby, what's going on? It was because I was expecting for them to play this idol that they had. But yeah, there was also so many other things going on. Like, I actually was the first one that said to the champions, hey, you guys should throw this challenge, thinking that then if they did, we were going to flush Harry's idol and get Matt out. So I don't know. It sounded like they were a bit pissed off that they thought I was kind of trying to tell them what to do. But yeah, like in my mind, I was kind of in on that plan.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, it was funny to then watch it last night unfold in a very different way where it looked like I was playing both sides and that I didn't know what I was doing. And, yeah, so I was just as entertained.
Yeah, right. Do you find when you're watching it back now that it's, you know, been all chopped together and it's, you know, you see all the sides of the stuff that you didn't know was happening at the time, do you find you learn a lot more watching it back?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, obviously, you don't really know what other people are thinking as well. Like, I really truly felt like I was doing a good job of getting Abby, Janine and Pia to believe me.
Mm.
But then, you know, now watching it, it's like, oh, well, you can see why they probably thought I was really strategic and that I was lying to them when really it was actually that I don't think I had much of a strategy in that regard. I was actually, you know, really trying to convince them and saying to them, what can I do to get you to believe me? But from their perspective, I can understand now why they wouldn't have, you know.
Yeah. Do you just find that you cannot trust a word that anyone says in there?
Oh, absolutely. The whole time, I think it's really hard to even form friendships because you don't know whether the friendships are real, whether they're not, until you get out and then you can reassess things.
Yeah. Did you find when you got, once you, you know, left the camp and you got kicked out, did you find like you could relax a little bit? It's like, okay, people aren't trying to sabotage me everywhere I go now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the whole time I'd say, really, I liked everyone in our tribe. However, there was the one person that I was a bit unsure of was Matt.
Mm.
And then I've caught up with him a couple of times since then because, you know, he's a wrestler. I've gone and watched him wrestle. And he's actually a really different person off camera. I think he really plays up the wrestling persona. And, no, it is really nice to get to know people outside of the game.
So many mind games going on there. I don't know how you guys do it. It's very impressive. So it was a joy to watch you. I'm sorry you didn't get get to go all the way, but you provided us with some good entertainment along the way.
Yeah, cool. Thank you so much.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.